This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We come in the presence of God this day as family and friends, as believers in Christ, to give thanks for the joyous, long, faithful life of Kathy Badger. We come this day with sadness in our hearts, for we are missing her so dearly. A place at the family table is empty. A pew here at church is missing its faithful holder. A place in our hearts is in need of healing, healing that will take great time. And so we name the fact that today is a day of sorrow as well as a day of joy. For today we give thanks for Kathy's life, not just on earth, but in heaven. Today is a day rich in meaning. After the service this morning, you are all invited downstairs to Fellowship Hall for a time of conversation, sharing food, and sharing stories. The tables there are decorated with angels, which have a special meaning. Kathy collected them through the years, and this is just a small portion of the angels that she gathered. Many of us think of her as an angel in our midst. The family wants to invite you to take home an angel with you, if you so choose, as a remembrance of Kathy. The flowers on the table have meaning as well. Carnations were one of Kathy's favorites, and candy stripe carnations represent everlasting love. Each part of this day has been carefully planned and thought through for the meaning that it has. The participants in the service all bring with them personal memories of Kathy, ways in which she blessed our lives. And we are honored to join with you and with Kathy's family in celebrating the life of God's servant. Let us pray together. Most holy and gracious Heavenly Father, this day we come before you with love in our hearts for a daughter of your own choosing, a dearly beloved child claimed by you through Christ. In this time, we pray, O God, that you would receive our prayers, our praise, hear our sighs, watch our tears as they fall, and touch our hearts with joy for the privilege, the blessing of having known Kathy Badger. Loving and gracious God, this day we commend her to your care, and we pray for your care for each of us. We come, O Christ, to celebrate Kathy, to say thank you for the gift of life, earthly and eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. It often sounds strange to non-believers to speak of a memorial service as a time of joy. And yet, for those who know Christ, it is indeed a time of celebration. For Kathy is with Christ, and we will see her again. For this, we give thanks and express our abiding joy. Our opening hymn today is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, a hymn of praise to God, of thanksgiving indeed. You'll find it in the Red Chalice Hymnal on page number 2. And if you're able, I would invite you to stand as we sing together verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
You may be seated. If you would, please turn in the back of your hymnal to page 736. Our first reading of Scripture comes from Psalm 27, and it is a responsive reading. You'll notice that there is a sung refrain. We'll begin by hearing the organ play the refrain through once, and then each time the bold letter R appears, we'll sing that one line again. And I invite you to respond during the reading with the boldface type. God is my strong salvation, so have I to fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is my hope and my life. Whom shall I fear?
When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, though an enemy encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident.
One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after.
To live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
And to
inquire in God's temple. God is my strong salvation, what foe have I to fear? God will hide me in a shelter in the day of trouble. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
God is my strong salvation.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter, 1st 8 verses. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, Romans 14:7-9. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, We are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living.
Good morning. I bring you greetings from the church in Sheridan, brothers and sisters in Christ, who grieve with you and celebrate with you today. One of the great things about church is it makes the world so small and yet so big. Kathy loved the church. She loved the church a lot. She loved her family, and many times I stopped there late at night, and they housed me and showed hospitality. And this is a passage of Scripture that is talking about welcoming. Kathy was a welcoming person. Christ is a welcoming Christ who welcomes us into God's strong arms. The word of the Lord. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live. You will live also. The word of the Lord.
He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know just because he lives, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. And then one day I will cross the and I'll fight life's fight no and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. And because He lives, all fear is gone. And because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And life is worth the living just because He
Because He lives. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Life is worth the living just because Christ lives. This was Kathy's theme song. This was Kathy's life. She believed it from the deepest part of her heart. This hymn gave Kathy courage and hope. It carried her through her most difficult struggles. It made her cry every time she heard it, and many of us cried with her. Most of the time, she was too moved by it to sing it herself. Greg, beautiful. You did a beautiful job. And now from her new home, Kathy can smile when she hears it. She has crossed the river and seen the lights of glory. No more pain, no more struggle, just victory. It's been a month since Kathy's passing, which has given us all some time to begin adjusting to her absence from our lives. Yet the hole in our hearts will take some time to heal, and even then, a scar will remain. You will never forget your wife, your mother, your mother-in-law, or your grandmother. And the rest of us will not forget our dear, dear friend. It's a privilege for me to be here to share this most personal experience with you. And I'm honored that you asked me to share some of my memories and thoughts as we celebrate Kathy's life. I have been blessed by the friendship of this family on several levels for about 30 years. We all have memories and stories to tell about how Kathy impacted our lives. Not all of our memories are about happy times, because life isn't always happy, and that's okay. Without knowing sadness, we don't know joy. I will share some of my memories, probably more than you intended, but I will leave the bulk of the storytelling for later, when you can all share experiences with each other, among yourselves, with the family, back and forth. Bryant suggested that I begin with one of his memories of the very initial days here in Casper. Kathy had just recovered from hysterectomy, and she had already dealt with a number of health concerns. And during one of the early conversations with members of the congregation, Kathy stood up and said, "What you see is what you get." And I think we all liked what we got. in my relationship with Kathy. She was, of course, my new pastor's wife, so there was that connection right away. Kathy was a very active minister's wife, supporting Bryant's work and doing her own ministry alongside of him. Not all clergy spouses want to be as involved as Kathy was, and some make that quite clear to the congregation. I don't remember ever hearing Kathy say that she felt this congregation expected too much from her. I think it was often the other way around. We were concerned that Kathy sometimes overextended herself. But serving among you in this congregation and in the region was her ministry to the Lord. She loved it, and she did it well. Bryant and Kathy made a good ministry team for many years. I know that Kathy often proofread Bryant's sermons. I would recognize the little marks. And she even delivered them a few times when Bryant was having trouble with his throat. This congregation is truly blessed to have had Kathy and Bryant serving among you for so many years. Kathy and I participated in many of the same activities in this church: bell choir, CWF, education and worship committees, elders, and having children grow up together in Sunday school and youth group. All those common activities brought us closer together. Julie and Rob are still very good friends. There was a time when I was making an unwise relationship decision that caused a great deal of stress for Rob and put a lot of strain on our relationship. Kathy and Bryant offered to have Rob live in their home for a while. Fortunately for all concerned, I got my head on straight. The unwise relationship ended, and Rob and I were not separated. But I will never forget Kathy and Bryant's generous gesture of love and concern during that difficult time. Bell choir was one of the best times we had together. For well over 10 years before I moved away, Lynn was a tough director, but First Christian had one of the best bell choirs around. Julie and Jenny played in the bell choir as well, as did my son Rob. And being a family that rang bells together made the Badger women a little dingy once in a while. Or was that something else that caused that? Anyway, Kathy just loved playing the handbells, and she stayed with the choir until she absolutely couldn't handle it anymore. One of Kathy's favorite events, was the Women's Renewal Conference in Estes Park. She was particularly thrilled when Jenny and Julie could go too. There were several years when over 30 women from Casper went to Renewal. Kathy was proud that Casper was often the best represented congregation there. It certainly affirmed her work in local and regional women's ministry. Kathy also looked forward to attending the Disciples Quadrennial Assembly. I went for the first time in 1994, which was a memorable trip in many ways. Julie was along. Kathy drove 10 of us women in the church van, pulling a trailer that held all of our luggage. We had a wheel problem with the trailer. The van was broken into during our overnight stop. I think it was in Des Moines. And Hester got sick that trip and was hospitalized. Hester Dowler. On the positive side, during the long drive, we had so much fun as we talked up a storm and cut out pieces for a star quilt, which the women later presented to Kathy. Kathy was quite fond of playing cards and often had enough guests in her home for three tables of adults while the children entertained themselves and crawled in and out among the legs and Even when she traveled, no matter where, if there was a group of people around, the cards would come out and the games would begin. A little bit of friendly competition, of course, with lots of laughter and conversation. Oh, the times. Kathy often won. She was always the scorekeeper. We did get her a little bit for that. Kathy had a wonderful gift for hospitality, as Doug mentioned. She was a good hostess at church and at home. Bryant, you were so helpful to her in getting the house prepared for guests, and Kathy appreciated that so much, whether she told you or not. She did. Church folks, co-workers, Job's daughters, out-of-town guests, and many, many friends. Many of us enjoyed the Badger hospitality. Fellowship, fun, and food were the main ingredients for a good time at the Badger's home. Kathy introduced me to fresh raspberry iced tea. And she had a keen eye for really good-tasting, gourmet-quality, yet prepackaged foods that I didn't know existed until Kathy served them. And she liked creating and discovering new recipes with Julie and Jenny. Kathy delighted the kids of this church with her homemade suckers. And she made her biscuit donuts whenever the youth choir Joyful Noise sang in the church. Those donuts were also a hit for Sunday breakfast at family camp, and I think we get to enjoy them today. Kathy was especially skilled at putting a menu together for large crowds and organizing the kitchen crew. Family camp was a prime example. I think she started planning for those meals in May or June. The camp was in August. She'd check the grocery ads and buy the good deals. And the reason the cost of family camp remained so low was because of Kathy's due diligence in planning low-cost, nutritious, and good-tasting meals. She even figured out how we could have beef brisket for Sunday dinner. That was a crowd pleaser, to be sure. Excuse me. Kathy kept great records. So when she became less able to do the work, Anne and others could step in without starting from scratch. They knew what to do. One of my greatest joys at family camp was helping Kathy and Anne in the kitchen. Not that any of their knowledge or skill rubbed off on me, but it sure was some good quality time together. Anne and Kathy were a team on so many different levels. Kathy could count on you, Anne. Where are you, Anne? She could count on you for just about anything and everything. She usually insisted that she could do a lot of things on her own, but I know for a fact that if you, Anne, weren't there helping her, she wouldn't have been able to accomplish as much as she wanted for as long as she did. Kathy cherished your friendship. Throughout her many health issues, Kathy's quality of life was protected because of the love and intimate caregiving of Bryant, and Jenny, and Julie, and Anne. Kathy was able to stay at home much longer because of your care. You transported her, helped her bathe and dress, cooked for her, kept up the house, helped her participate in as many activities as she could tolerate. Sometimes you did it against your better judgment, but Kathy was determined, especially when it came to her girls and her grandchildren. She loved each of you so much, and she was so very proud of all of you and her sons-in-law. The Badger Black and Button families are as tight and as close as any family I have ever known. What absolute joy you grandchildren gave your grandmother. She was always so full of news about you and your activities. She loved every conversation she had with you. And every moment that she spent with you, she would tell me tales. Oh, Josh was so cute when he said this. Or, oh my, Brody, you didn't know what Brody... And, you know, she would use Michaela, Brianna, Josh, and Brody stories always. She loved you so much. She enjoyed every moment you spent with her, even those when she didn't feel very well physically. She wanted you there. She wanted you beside her. You were her medicine, and you lifted her spirit. Always remember that your grandma loved you all so much, more than I have words to tell you. Kathy's health was a challenge for her and everyone close to her. She often endured better than the rest of us. I remember when Julie was in high school, Kathy told me she wanted to make it to Julie's graduation. Every milestone in the lives of her daughters and grandchildren became a tremendous time of celebration. Interspersed with one health concern after another, Kathy did see Julie graduate from NCHS in 1992, then the birth of her first child, Brianna, in 93. Julie and Greg got married. Julie graduated from Phillips. Josh was born in 96, Michaela in 98, and Brody in 2002. Kathy made it to celebrate with Bryant their 50th wedding anniversary. And she most recently saw Brianna graduate from high school and enter her second year of college. My goodness. Kathy felt so blessed to be able to witness all of these events and so many others. And now, 20 years after that first milestone of Julie's graduation, Kathy reached her final milestone, her 72nd birthday on October 26th. She was a determined woman, and it didn't hurt to have a bit of stubbornness in her either. I know that what kept Kathy going was her love for her family, her love for God, and the assurance of God's faithfulness and love for her. We aren't singing the hymn today, but "Great is Thy Faithfulness" is a favorite of many of us. The chorus says, "Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand, O God, hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." The third verse says, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside." You know, most songs are written in response to some great joy or sorrow or tragedy, some kind of life-changing event. But that was not the case for Thomas Chisholm, who penned the words to this hymn. It was a powerful witness to his daily walk with Christ. After meditating on Scripture in Lamentations chapter 3, beginning at verse 19 from the New International Version, it reads, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. And therefore, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, and I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in God, to the one who seeks God. Lamentations is a poem about the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple at the hand of the Babylonians and the exile that followed. It is a lament about the loss of the land that God had covenanted to give Israel as a perpetual national homeland. In the first 20 verses of chapter 3, the poet focused on himself and his pain. He was no longer at peace with God. He was in despair over the fate of his beloved land and people. He considered God the cause of the destruction and the exile. The fall of Jerusalem affected him personally. He suffered intense physical and emotional anguish. To him, God was the enemy. As chapter 3 continues, there is more to God than wrath and destruction. You know, a lot of people dislike the Old Testament because God's anger and punishment is so prominent. But what I see in these ancient stories of God's people is a divine parent who gave his children chance after chance after chance to get their act together. The people fell away from God over and over again, but God did not leave them. Even though God's people forgot, God continued to love them and to remain faithful to the covenant. As the psalmist said it over and over again, God's steadfast love endures forever. When it looks like all is lost, when it looks like there is nothing that will turn things around, we need to remember that there is hope. God is faithful. God is merciful. God's compassion is never failing. The message by Eugene Peterson says, "And remembering this, I keep a grip on hope." Sometimes we feel like we're at the end of our rope. Any hope for things to improve may seem to be slipping through our fingers. But the writer of Lamentations says, "And yet, even so, that's not all there is. Stop and remember that God is with you. God is with us. Remember, as the message puts it, when life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself, enter the silence, bow in prayer. Don't ask questions, wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst. God is the Lord of hope. God is the Lord of love. God is the Lord of faithfulness, of salvation, and of restoration. God's compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of God. This is the foundation of our faith. God loved us so much that he came in the form of a man to live among us. God came in Jesus to show us that God understands our pain and our suffering. God came in Jesus to show us the extent of God's divine love and mercy. Whatever the circumstances of our lives, we can meet each new day with hope because Jesus lives. And because Jesus lived and died and lives again, we know our beloved Kathy is home with God. And we will meet her again someday.
that San Antonio road. Deep within my heart lies a melody.
Oh, tell me.
A song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with a memory.
Yes, yes, go on.
Beneath the stars all alone.
All alone.
It was there I found beside the Alamo.
Alamo.
Enchantment strange as the blue up above.
Up above.
A moonlit path that only she would know.
Why, naturally.
Still hears my broken song of love.
Oh.
In all your splendor. And tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For the moonlit path by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you. I'll tell you true until the 12th. Of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart. Like April snow, I'll love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I'll love you till the clover has lost its perfume.
Say and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah.
Please pray with me. O God, you are great and faithful. We can only imagine how much you love us. We can only imagine the glory that Kathy now knows being finally fully in your presence. Through all the times of her life, Holy One, you were faithful to Kathy Badger. We thank you, God, that she was so faithful to you. We know from Scripture there is a time to die and a time to live, a time to laugh and a time to grieve. Through all the times of our life, O God, you are with us. We thank you now for being with Kathy from this day forth forevermore. We thank you for her faithfulness, for her love, and for your faithfulness and your love. Holy One, we long for that day when we will see Kathy again, when we will be with Christ, when we will hear the words that you now say to her. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Our closing hymn today is number 65, verses 1, 2, and 4. A mighty fortress is our God. If you are able, you're invited to stand and sing. I would remind you of the time of fellowship downstairs. There are indeed biscuit donuts and Kathy's recipe of egg casserole waiting for us. Please stay and visit with the family. The burial of ashes will be today at 1 p.m. at Highland Cemetery. Let us pray. Oh God, you are so good, so great, so faithful. May your mercies shine upon us. May your Spirit bless us. And may your Son lead us forth this day in joy and peace to love and serve. In the name of Christ, amen.